I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be at the White House Friday to sign an agreement granting the U.S. access to Ukraine's lucrative rare earth minerals. But Ukraine's leader says a few outstanding issues remain.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky flagged a key pillar that is not in the current deal, concrete guarantees for Ukraine's security. Earlier Wednesday, Trump effectively dismissed a key Ukrainian wish, membership in NATO.
In this deal, there are only, you know, basic things about that. Yes, security guarantees and etc. But I think it's not about it. Next steps have to be about it.
And there are other details still to be finalized before this brutal war can end. Russia now controls about a fifth of Ukraine's internationally recognized territory and has vowed to not give any of it back in a would-be peace settlement. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
An Israeli security official says Hamas has handed to the Red Cross the bodies of four Israelis who were held hostage in Gaza. It comes as the bodies of Israeli hostage Shiri Bibas and her two young sons were taken for burial on Wednesday, and Israel began releasing more than 600 Palestinian prisoners Thursday. VOA's Linda Gradstein.
Thousands of Israelis lined the route of the funeral cortege of Shiri Bibas and her two young sons who were killed in Hamas captivity. Many carried orange balloons, a symbol for the red-headed boys aged 4 years and 9 months old. Thousands also came to mourn in Tel Aviv's hostage square, many holding signs with the Hebrew word for sorry. The emotional funeral comes as the first stage of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is set to end next week. The second stage is meant to permanently end the war in Gaza, but negotiations have not yet begun. Despite widespread anger over the killing of the Bibas family, most Israelis support continuing negotiations, according to Israeli analysts. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Tel Aviv.
This is VOA News. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the abrupt cancellation of Wednesday talks between the top American and European Union diplomats.
EU foreign policy chief Kaja Kallas was to meet with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, but it was called off due to what both sides called scheduling issues. The European officials were caught off guard, and Kallas's office referred all questions to the State Department. The cancellation comes amid growing tensions between the U.S. and Europe. President Trump has thrown the transatlantic partnership into turmoil with tariff threats, among other things. Top Trump administration officials have also warned Europe to start taking responsibility for its own security. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump was a major topic during a debate this week among candidates who are vying to replace Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. As Reuters' Arthi Thayaparin reports, ruling liberals, who a few weeks ago looked certain to lose an election this year, are mounting a major comeback amid the threat of U.S. tariffs and are now tied with their rival conservatives, according to three new polls.
During the second of two leadership debates on Tuesday night, candidates called for tough measures against the U.S. Former Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney.
We will never, ever be part of the United States in any way, shape, or form. We have to recognize that the Donald Trump of today is different than the Donald Trump of several years ago.
Former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland said Trump posed the gravest challenge the country has faced since the Second World War.
If I am Prime Minister, I will not flinch. We will retaliate. If you hit us, we will hit back.
An Ipsos survey showed the left-leaning liberals have 38% public support, while the opposition right-of-center conservatives have 36%.
That's Reuters' Arthi Thayaparin. The Trump administration says it's eliminating more than 90% of the U.S. Agency for International Development foreign aid contracts and $60 billion in overall U.S. assistance around the world. That's according to an internal memo obtained by the Associated Press, as well as court filings Wednesday. They detail the outcome of a 90-day review ordered by President Donald Trump of all the money provided by USAID and the State Department for Development and Aid Work overseas. The move leaves few surviving USAID projects for advocates to try to save in what are ongoing court battles. Unidentified illnesses in northwestern Congo have killed more than 50 people over the past 5 weeks, nearly half of them within hours after they felt sick. The outbreaks in two distant villages in Congo's Equatorial province began on January 21st and included 419 cases and 53 deaths. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.